Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Indian Dance. Where would you look to find a professional dance group to demonstrate the intricacies of traditional Indian dance? Russia, of course. Or that's what the Asian Alaskan Cultural Center did to bring Mayuri, a group of 20 or so young dancers, to Anchorage. As Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports, the troupe will be making their Alaska debut this weekend.
No. It's dress rehearsal time at the Alaska Performing Arts Center. The Atwood Theater is empty, but on stage, dancers dressed in long, shiny purple skirts and colorful blouses twirl for a few minutes, then stop. One dancer speaks to the group, then gestures from the stage to the sound man in his booth. It's the afternoon before their performance, and the music and lighting cues have to be just right. Despite the traditional Hindi music, the woman is speaking Russian, because Mayuri dance group hails from the town of Petrosavodsk, a community closer to Finland than it is to Moscow. This weekend, Mayuri performs in Anchorage. Sanjay Talwar, with the Asian Alaskan Cultural Center, says an India-Russia connection is not uncommon.
We have lots of filmmakers, they go over to Russia to shoot Hindi films, and it's about a little bit over 3 hours flight from New Delhi to Moscow. And our India culture in Russia is pretty big.
Neil Bergava, president of the Cultural Center, says residents of Mother Russia's subarctic climate are eager to embrace spicy, color-drenched Indian culture.
Bollywood films are very famous in Russia.
As if on cue, a singer picks up the microphone. She's singing a song in Hindi. Talwar says he's impressed by the accuracy of how the singers and dancers are interpreting his cultural heritage. Now, with sound and lighting to their liking, the dancers regroup and begin their intricate movements to an unmistakably Indian beat. The Asian Alaskan Cultural Center represents 8 countries. Each year, one country is represented in the center's Culture Night performance. And this year, it's India's turn. And Mayuri represents India well, Talwar says.
And have the movements and have the expression, you have to kind of know the Hindi words, the lyrics. And they are doing a pretty good job.
Backstage, the dancers take a break over pizza lunches. Dancer Anastasia Basante says she's been with Mayuri for about 19 years and that she's learned everything she knows about Indian dance with the troupe and from the leader, Vera F. Grafova.
Because she really has a God gift. I can't explain it any other way. Just she felt it from her childhood that she can dance, that she feels music, that she just can't live without this art and culture.
Mayuri has been teaching and performing dance for 3 decades and has traveled the world. This trip is their first to Alaska, but not to the United States. They have performed in New York City to rave reviews for the colorful show.
We practice a lot and we have, every year we do new items. We sew new costumes. At this moment, we have about 250 dance items, and the very school of Mayuri is really very big now. We have about 400 students and about 60 members in the main group.
Mayuri performs only one public show Friday evening in Anchorage at the Alaska Performing Arts Center. I'm Ellen Lockyer.